This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
altar call, altar call, altar call. Bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Father God, as we come this morning, joining hands and joining hearts, realizing this morning, oh God, that down through the years, you surely been good to us. You brought us from a mighty, 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 mighty long way. We come this morning to you to say thank you. We want to thank you this morning, Father, just for who you are. If you decide this morning to don't do nothing else, so help me God, you have done enough.
It's all right.
I look down through the years of my life and I can echo back and I can hear that voice saying, he'll never mount. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll never mount to nothing. But oh God, we thank you because we know you have the first and the last say so. You speak and man live. You speak and man will lay down and die. We thank you this morning. We thank you, oh God, for all the mothers that have assembled themselves. And oh, if you got a mother. If you got a mother this morning, let her know how much you love her. She might not be all what you think she should be. Oh, but she what God wanted her to be. You don't know, you don't know, you don't know when mother closed her eyes. Oh, it seems like the world have turned their backs on you. Oh, thank you, mother. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your talent. Thank you for your words. Thank you for your comfort. Thank you this morning. Most of all, thank you for Jesus, who loved us in spite of. The word said he loved us so much, he gave his life as a ransom for our sins. Lord, we thank you this morning. Breathe on this new Scott Island family. Shape us and mold us to the people you want us to be. Teach us how to love one another. Teach us how to lift up one another. Hey, Lord, we thank you this morning. Thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit. Hey, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the choir this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I tell you. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. We thank you. Now, Lord Jesus, breathe on us. Help us to lift up your name. Then, Master, when it's all over, we won't be able to study war no more. Stick our swords in the sands of time. Yes, Lord, to hear your sweet voice, your loving voice, say, servant, well done. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up a little higher. I'll make thee rule over me. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. And the church of God said amen. 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 Lord.
Anybody to tell us? I know we always say he woke us up this morning. He didn't just wake you up to be wake you up. He wake you up to go to work. His work in his kingdom. His kingdom come. Our kingdom go. And when our kingdom will go and his kingdom come, then God is satisfied with our works here on this earth. We, brother say something the other night in midweek service, said we all know the scripture, but what we doing about it? We today, in all obedience to God Almighty, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, which we were talking about this morning in class, it's the governor of our life. And according to the Bible that I read, can't nothing be done without the Spirit. If anything done without the Spirit, it's called selfishness. And selfishness cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So what we have to do as children of God, we got to cast away all our cares and depend totally upon the Lord and what he has already done for us, what he's doing for us, and what he will do for us in the end result. In all honor to God Almighty, Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit that's here in today's church. I know we love to go back in the Old Testament, but that's dangerous. God did the finished work in the New Testament in the book of Acts, and it's very dangerous to go back into the Old Testament. Otherwise, what you're doing to me, God released us from the law, but you say, I ain't satisfied, but I'm going to get back under the law. And everything I do, I have to pay a big penalty. But under Jesus Christ, there's forgiveness, there's compassion, there's love.
Thank you, Lord.
In the midst of the storm. He said he won't leave us, nor would he forsake us. And I love somebody on my side. Because when I was growing up, and I'd be trouble in the street, and I'd get ready to fight somebody, I wanted to know somebody behind me to back me up. Because I ain't want to get in no fight and just lose the battle, get all beat to death. I want to be exalted. I want to be picked up. I want to be victorious. And everybody in here want the same thing I want. I know that. I have no doubt. But we have to strive in Christ to be like Jesus. See, you don't just be born in this world just like the Lord. It's a process you got to go through. It's got a confession you got to go through. It's a belief you got to go through in order to please the Lord. Because he said, if I be lifted up, then I'm going to draw. I don't care how much I stand up here and tell you the truth. I can't draw nobody. Jesus got to put the word in their heart, and they got to receive the word in their heart. Then he going to lift you up by the word. And the Spirit is going to verify what the Word has said, what the Father has said, what the Son has said. The Spirit is going to verify. That's why I'm so glad today. If I made a mistake yesterday, all I had to do is acknowledge my mistake, yes, take it to God, and He's going to clean my slate up. Yes, sir. But then He told us, so said, don't continue now doing what you're doing, because I ain't going to help you in a time of trouble. I ain't helping you. I'm going to step back from you. Just like when Jesus took on, not in, took on the sins of the whole world, the Lord turned His back on Him. That's why I say, Lord, why have Thou forsaken me? God can't stand sin. And when He clean you up, He clean you forever, never to return back to dirtiness. I tell people all the time, if I go back, that means I ain't been purified. He said He won't leave you, nor would He forsake you. He said, all that the Father gave me, I kept it all. There was none lost. Nah, that touched me. That's touched me. When He say, Smith, you gave your life to Christ, that's good. That's the best thing you could do in life.
Yes,
now, because you gave your life to Christ, you got to walk in the light as He's in the light. If you don't walk in the light as Jesus is in the light, you ain't nothing but a hypocrite. That's what talks to me all the time. Whatever I say out of my mouth, I got to live it. Not just talk about it. It's good to talk about it. Sometimes I listen to the choir sing, those beautiful singing. See, the Bible says He loved the melody of sweet harmony. He loved that in the body of Christ as well. The melody of a good relationship, good fellowship, good stewardship. That's what He loved from us. And we have to do what the Lord tell us to do, or we're going to be damnated. Not regulated, but damnated. We're going to have to suffer a lot of things because of disobedience. The Bible tells me a kind word turn away the wrath. See, you can be upset with me, and all you do is come up to me and tell me, I don't like you, shake my hands, I don't like you. I'm saying, okay, brother, forgive you. Simple as that. That's how easy it is since Jesus come and paid the price for our sin. You ain't got to build no kingdom no more. The kingdom already built. We just got to walk in it. I know we say sometimes, the Spirit told me to lead me to do this, that, and other. I have my differences if we're dead. I have my differences. If the Word didn't say it in the book, don't believe it. Don't believe it. If the Word don't say it in the book, don't you believe that. Today we're talking about John 14. And there ain't no funeral today, so don't worry about that. John 14, 15 through 21, we want to talk to you about that this morning. It's going to continue from this morning. A Sunday school lesson talking about that love. A lot of us don't know how to spell love. What you mean don't know how to spell it? You can say it literally, but in your heart, you ain't spelling it right. The Bible goes on to say in Scripture, line on line, precept by precept, it says this morning, starting with the 15th verse. It says, if you love me, keep my commandment.
Yes, sir.
And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees Him not, neither knows Him, but ye know Him. Talking to us. For He dwelleth with us, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world sees us no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is it that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You may be seated. Loving God is manifested in us when we love one another. God ain't moving until we start loving each other. The book says He so loved the world that He gave His life up for us.
Yes,
and He wants us to show the same love today, one among us. How can you say you love God? You dislike me. Something wrong with that picture. Wasn't nobody on earth right according to this book here.
No.
And he came down through 42 generations and gave his life up to save everyone us in here today. And he finished his work. Because when he hung on the cross, he looked to heaven and looked up and said, Father, it's finished. Now I commend my spirit in your hand. When we know we have done what the Lord said, we can hold our head up. But when you misuse God, you got to drop your head. It's like a dog. He been in the hen coop. He stole the eggs. Every day you came out, every morning you came out, he just wigging his tail and happy looking up in your face. But the day he went and got them eggs out the nest, when you come out that day, he dropped his head. He dropped his head. The Bible says, therefore, there is now no condemnation of those that walk in the spirit, not in the will of the flesh. You already condemn when you think of negativity. I promise y'all, I'll never speak negative. If holes in the road, I'm going to tell you about the love and how to stay straight, how to circumvent, how to go around things. I ain't going to teach you that you're going to fall in the hole. You got to see the hole for yourself. I'm going to tell you what Jesus said. Jesus didn't teach about negativity. He only taught positive things. He said, drop your nets and follow me. I'm going to make you fishermen of men. They didn't start arguing about what about this. What? Don't do that. Don't do that. Just say what the word says. And it's power in the word when you keep it like it is. When you start defining the word, you're going to mess it up. You delete the power thereof. God, a wise God, he thought of everything before he made you. He had the best blueprint ever been wrote. When he made us.
Yes, sir.
And I thank him for that today.
Thank you, Lord.
The scripture said here, if you love me, keep my commandment. Under the law, if you was a peeping Tom, they pluck your eyes out. If you stole something, they cut your hand off. If you lied on somebody, they burnt your tongue.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All that's under the law.
Right.
Christ fulfilled the law in the book of Acts. And then if you overcome in a fault, and Paul talked about this, the spirit of the strong one, the one that really fixed up in Christ.
That's right.
Don't look for no faults. Send them, go to them, put your arm around them and nurse them back to where they need to be. That's what the holiness of God is.
Yes, sir.
He said here, keep my word. We read the word, we know the word, just keep it. Watch my lifestyle. Watch how I dress you. Watch how I dress them. Watch how I dress even my enemies. When I know you're my enemy, I know what to say to you.
Yes, Lord.
See, I'm a person looking for peace every day. I don't believe in arguments. When I was growing up, I couldn't stand arguments. Well, I used to be on the basketball court shooting the ball, and then somebody would argue or call. I said, no, don't argue. Get me the ball. I'm going to put it through the rim. Just get it to me. You ain't got to talk to him. Talk and bring up evil. And it's going to come out. Many fights been out there on the court because we arguing over a call. Well, Jesus made the best call I ever heard of. He called the Father and told the Father to renew us in the spirit of righteousness, the spirit of truth. And he did it. And I want one day the Lord to tell me, thy good and faithful servant. Well done. I want to hear that. I'm tired of hearing all this foolishness, all this mess all over the world. I get tired of that. It beat my spirit up. It's time for some peace, some love, some patience, some understanding. And we don't want to give it to one another. He said, he that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and he will manifest myself to him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If I love you, love y'all in this pulpit, Christ going to manifest himself in me, and I'm going to know how to love you. I'm going to know how to speak to you, know how to address you. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't do nothing out of sync with God. Everything it do is right. And we have to understand that. We got to understand with all our heart. Jesus said unto me, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. His Father and the Son going to come to you and be your helpmate, be your power, be your instruction, be your knowledge. He going not just in Scripture. He want me to know the Scripture, but he want me to live the Scripture. Yeah, I can know all I want, but am I living it? And the Bible tell me that's a hypocrite. One that talk a lot and don't do nothing, them hypocrites. Jesus said one day, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees. You worship me with the lip, but your heart is far from me. In other words, you ain't nothing but sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. We don't want to be called that. I hate somebody to tell me I ain't no good. It bothers me. What you looking for? If I ain't no good, what you looking for? How good are you? You'll never hear me slander anyone. I've been through the storm, y'all. You may not believe it. You don't know my testimony. I've been through the storm. Even here as pastor of this church, I've been through some storm. And I had to stay content. I have to stay looking to God or I'd have broke. And if I'd have broke, it'd have been something. I'm telling you. I've been through the storm. That's why I stand here before you and give you what Jesus say, not what I feel, but what Jesus say. And if you don't receive that, you don't receive me, Lord, help me, Jesus. I'm talking about what the book say. You don't receive the Lord. If I'm walking in the ways of God and you don't receive me, you don't receive God. If you hate me, you hate God. We need to know the truth so it set us free. The law was a bondage to us. The law was just a mirror that we look in and hope for. But when Jesus came, he fulfilled the law. And he brought us back to the Father. And then when every time I be blessed of God, I got to say thank you, Lord, on the spot. On the spot. I ain't going to wait till I get to the church and say, I may not make it to the church. God might call me before I get to the church. When he blessed me, I'm going to say thank you, Lord. I can't help myself. He said, I pray to Father. He's going to give me another comforter that may abide with me forever. That's the power of the Holy Spirit, y'all. What he's saying, the comforter. Jesus says, expedient that I go. If I don't go, you can't receive it. So I got to go. It's my time now to go. I fulfill my duties on earth. Now I'm going to sit at the right hand of my Father, which is in heaven. And I'm going to sit there and make intercession for you to my Father. Because you're in my hand now. The Father gave all authorities unto me. And said, if you don't come through me, you can't get to the Father. So he said, John, say, but when the comfort has come, listen good, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Good God Almighty. We went around here and said, I got the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. We might shout a little, might sing a little, might wave our hand a little bit, but when you stop waving your hand, stop shouting, then that's what it's manifestation of whoever it is. No, whoever it is, whether it's Satan or whether it's the Lord, he going to manifest himself. I can tell, the Bible tell me, I know the tree by the fruit it bears. The Lord ain't got me up here being ignorant, don't understand, don't discern my congregation. This would make me a pastor when I can discern the things, some things out of place in the church, even this day. I know that.
But I got to watch how I approach it before I tear the church up. I'm a pastor. I'm an overseer. I'm a watchman according to the word of God. I ain't going to exalt myself. I'm at your level. I'm just in an administrative position. God made me what I am. I come through the storms and through the rain. But the Lord made me. And I'm thankful to him every day. Every time I see something, I say, thank you, Lord. Every time I hear somebody say something, thank you, Lord. Because it could have been me going the other way. But the Lord seen sufficiency in me to deliver me. And I just thank him for that. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comfort will not come unto you. But I, if I depart, I will send it unto you. Send the Holy Spirit back to us. If we don't have the Holy Spirit, y'all, listen to me good. Listen good now. If we don't have the Holy Spirit, Satan can whisper in your ear. Whisper in your ear. Whisper in your ear. Whisper in your ear. Satan will whisper in your ear. Y'all saying good. Somebody get up and say, you ain't did nothing. You sound like dummies. Ignore that person because they don't have the ability that God has given them. For we all workmanship of God. He bring us together to unify us to perfect the body of Christ according to the word of God.
That's the word.
We should never be divided at the church. We're supposed to be in perfect harmony in the church because we all come to eat of the Lord's table. I always want to be an example to everything I do. And I am an example to this church. Yes, if I get up and tell you something, you'll see me doing it.
Yes,
I'm not boasting. I'm going to do whatever I say if it hurt me.
That's right.
I've been that way all my life. Even when I was in the world, if I say I'm going to pick up 400 pounds, I ain't going to stop till I get 400
right.
up. And I got to show the same thing to God that I showed out in society.
Right.
If I don't, I'm a hypocrite. The word said, and God help us. Lord help us. Even the spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth where? In you. And shall be, huh?
In you.
You ought to know the truth. All this preaching and singing and praying that we got at New Scott Island Baptist Church, it's time that the church ought to be perfected.
Yeah.
It ought to be perfected. All this teaching, midweek teaching, Sunday teaching, we ought to be where God wants us to be by now. We ought to have that oneness in mind right now. I tell you all the time, I mean this, I learned this the hard way. Ain't nobody in the church supposed to be no thinking. We're supposed to go by what the word says.
Yes,
don't think. When you think, you're going to mess up God's word.
Yes, so
just go by what the word says. And you're going to be made whole. And when he yes shall appear, you're going to be with him. You're going to see him as he is. So we go around here all the time, how the Lord look, how the Lord look. I tell people out there, look at me. Look at me. According to the book, he said he made me in his likeness and in his image. So I got to look like him. Basil, my son. He got part of what I got. Part of what his mama got. But you know that he my son. The Lord, and hear me good, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwelleth in you, know if any man have what? Not the spirit of Christ. Oh, y'all don't want me to tell you that, don't. The Bible says you ain't none of his. If you ain't walking in the spirit of Christ, you don't belong to God. You belong to the devil. But let me, here's the catch to that. If you belong to the devil, you acknowledge that you belong to the devil and you want to come away from the devil, all you can do is confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Christ is the Son of the living God, that he died for the sins of our world, and that God raised him from the dead. The Bible tells me, thou shalt be saved. Ain't no excuse. No excuse. No, none at all. For God dwelleth in you. If he ain't in you, you don't belong to him. I'm talking about what the book say here. I ain't got sense enough to explain nothing. I'm talking about what the book say. If the Spirit of God ain't in you, you don't belong to him. He did say, I wish that none perish. I want everybody I got out here in this world to be saved. And he came and gave his life that the whole creation be saved, none be lost. But I hear preachers in the pulpit, but the devil gonna get you. That ain't according to what this book say. He say when you birthed in Christ, nobody can take you out of Christ's hand. I'm tired of the double standard in the church. We got one way to go, and that's God's way. It ain't just me getting up to tell you what the scriptures say. It's what I live. It's what I live, what I testify to, how I get along with you, how I address you. I don't treat you as no little children. I see you as being myself. I see you as being filled with God's Spirit. And you're striving to be just like Jesus, not like me, like Christ. I used to sing in a group with a guy, and he sang just like, he preached just like C.F. Franklin. And we were singing, going all over the country, singing together. And I told him one day, I said, what if you go to a place and C.F. Franklin there, and you got to preach and he got to preach? He said, nothing. Be who God made you to be. And don't try to be like C.F. Franklin. Be what he wants you to be in your own being. You know what? I'm not boasting about nothing. Thank God for this, putting it in me. I wouldn't be saved if that wasn't in me. I don't want to be like nobody but Jesus. I love everybody I see with my eyes, but I ain't seen no individual I want to be like. None. I hadn't found him yet that I want to be like him. I know when Al Jordan, Michael Jordan was floating and flying in the air, every young person around here wanted Al Jordan tennis, thought that was going to make them jump higher. No, that's a commercial. And sometimes we try to make the church commercial instead of sticking with what the Word of God said. And we I don't know, sometimes we just want to be like somebody else, but be like Jesus, y'all. When he yes shall return, the Bible said we're going to be like him. We're going to see him as he is. I believe that some people that got saved, they really meant it in their heart to get saved. When they see Jesus coming back, when they meet him in the air, now listen to me good. They're going to say, oh, you're the wrong one. I don't want to worship you. I was looking for somebody else. I was looking for a Jesus with long hair and blue eyes. But that ain't who my pastor taught me about. All you had to do to go to Revelation 1, 12 through 15, it'll show you how Jesus looked. According to John, manifestation of Christ himself. A lot of folks going to be, once you get caught in Christ, I don't care if you don't like to be there or not, you're going to be there because Christ saved you. Until the day of redemption. He saved you till he come. The redemption means till he come out and get to church. A lot of us in the church love you. I love all y'all in here. God knows I show my love to you. Don't miss you to talk about you nothing. A lot of us in the church, not this church, I think it's a church, gonna miss the boat.
Yes, sir.
Trying to be like somebody else. And don't want to be like, say, I'm going to take Lionel Smith and go all the way to the top. And when I get to the top, I'm going to look back and say, how I got here? Jesus must have brought me, because I wasn't intelligent enough to get where I am. The Lord had to elevate me to this position. I ain't smart enough to go all the way to the top. Christ had to pick me up and bring me up. And if he don't bring me up, I go up on my own, I'm going to have a great fall, according to the Bible. A great fall. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. The Bible give us a commission. Matthew 28:19-20. And he said this, Lord help us. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit. He said, what you do? Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, that means humble, meek spirited, loyal. I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Now, I didn't write that, y'all. Did anybody here think I wrote that? Raise your hand.
No, sir.
I didn't write this. This is out of the mouth of Christ. Jesus had this rope through the Apostle John, a faithful servant, one that stuck with Jesus regardless of what he went through. Everything, John was right there with Jesus, never left him. The great Peter that preached 5 people in 2 days, come to Christ. He wasn't even where John was. When they was torturing Jesus, John was right there. When he was on the cross, John was right there. When they were lying on him, he's right there. That's what he said, I won't leave you. No matter what I say. Sometimes we get it kind of hot under the collar and say, that Negro don't know who he talked to. I'll show him something. I've been there. They'd be glad to go, Lord, God, man. The Lord wouldn't have me, you'd be sorry. Thank God that he do have me. He brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. He saved me, he sanctified me, and he gave me of his spirit. And I'm thankful to him this day. He went on to say, in verse 19 there, he went on to tell us, say, yet a little while, the world see me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live. He getting ready to go now.
Yes, sir.
Back to the Father.
Yes, sir.
Say, you see me right now. After a while, you won't see me.
You ain't gonna see me.
But then you're going to see me again. Now watch this.
Yes,
he said, but you shall see me. That means I'm going to make my return back to you and let you know that I've been to the Father, and the Father fixed me up, and I'm coming back to you. God help me. He got to go away to see, so God can seal his redemptive work. Get back to the Father. He's going to tell the Father, send the Holy Ghost upon them, all the ones that believe. I heard somebody say this morning, you can't receive the Holy Spirit until you get saved. Until you walk in the ways of God. You can't receive nothing. You ain't nothing but knowledge to God. You got to give your heart to him. That means the core of your mind. You got to give that to God. You owe it to him. While you were yet a sinner, he saved you. God, my God, my God. So he made it clear. He's telling everybody what he's going to do. He ain't giving no parables here. He just telling them straight out what he's going to do. He said he gave parables because he wanted us to understand his mystery. So he gave us parables to go by. And one of the wisest men that ever lived, which was Solomon, he spoke proverbs more than anybody ever spoke. Solomon did speak proverbs. That's really a parable, what he was speaking under the Old Testament. He went on to say, and God help us, he went on to say, and that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. When we meet him, we're going to be all together. In the 17th chapter of John, John spoke to the Lord and said, Father, say, me and you one.
Yes, sir.
And I pray that they be one.
Yes, sir.
Just like we one.
Thank you.
We want to be in perfect harmony. All of us think the same thing, we see the same thing, and we act the same way.
That's right.
The Spirit don't make me jump and make you cut a flip. It give us joy for whatever position they're in. It give us joy. It give us boldness. And guess what it do mainly? You know the Holy Spirit do? If I walk out of line, it speaks to me. I don't need you to come tell me what I did wrong, my brother. This Holy Spirit is going to tell me when I walk out of line. I don't need you to come tell me, Pastor, you wrong. Oh, if I'm sealed by the Spirit of God, the Lord living in me, I don't need nobody to come tell me I'm wrong. Where we get that from in the church? The Holy Spirit will reveal to you who you are and whose you are. He said, believest thou that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He does the word. Good God, if I'm a person that has been born again, sealed by the Spirit of God, I'm going to say the thing that God said. I don't care how smart I am, I'm going to say what God said. I don't care how rich I am, I'm going to say what God said. And I don't care how weak I am, I'm going to say what God said, because he said, let the weak say I'm strong. And I'm going to depend on him for my strength. We had the strongest man in the world. Was deceived. He knew God. But he let somebody deceive him. And told, see, God don't give the Holy Spirit to unsaved people. And see, what the strongest man in the world did, him and God had a good relationship. And they knew each other. And then they want to know how this man with all this strength do what he do. So the devil sent, help me, Lord.
Come on now, Ray, tell it. Tell it, brother.
The devil sent a fine, fixed up woman to him, rubbed his head. And the Bible said when he laid his head in her lap, it's all over with. It's all over. You see, we don't tell the truth about things, but this is the Bible truth.
Yes, sir.
Brothers, we got to watch ourselves.
Yes, sir.
We still got good-looking women in this earth. We still got people that can entice us.
Yes, sir.
But what you need to do, you need to be sealed by the Spirit of God. That when you see the devil approach you, you say, Satan, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Go on about your business.
Yes,
don't stay there to talk now. Don't stay and talk. Go on about your business. You stay there and talk, you're going to get cloudy. Going to get cloudy, y'all. I'm telling you. Go on about your business. Go on and distrust God. But if I do there, ye believe not me. Believe the works that ye may know, and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. You don't have to take my word. Just watch the deeds I do. Watch the love I show to everybody, not no special people. Now this one fella right here, maybe y'all need to pray for me. Need to pray for me, but I never had no respect of people, no good friends. They gonna lure me. I always say this in myself. If he got that much sense, God misusing me and don't give me the same sense. To see he trying to be slick to me, I see through him. And he gonna lure me out there and I get out there and ain't got no help.
That's right.
That's why I'm disliked a lot of places. Because I ain't no secondary man. I'm primary. God made me primary, and I'm going to be primary.
Right.
Regardless of what you say or do, I'm going to be primary. I'm going to be what God wants me to be first.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen good. I'm not exalting myself. But in the midst of a congregation, we got a lot of knowledge. We got more knowledge than the pastor have in the congregation. I see that. I see it clear. That's why you see me sit. I don't do no talking in this church till I get up to preach the word. I sit and listen and make notes of what's being said, what's being done. And that educates me how to be a pastor. You don't see me up and arguing over no scripture. I ain't got that much sense. Argue over no scripture. Say this right and that's wrong. That ain't me, y'all. That's not me. If the Bible said that, clears it. That's complete. I ain't never try to put myself over God. He said he's omnipresent all the time. I'm about to acknowledge him. All the days of my life, I got to acknowledge him. And if we come to a close and say, he that have my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. When we have that love relationship with one another, I ain't got to get in church and pray or get at home on my knees on the side of the bed and say, Lord, send it on down. Lord, send it on down. Send what? Over 2,000 and some years ago, he sent it. And he ain't got no second part he going to send. He sent it one time. We just don't believe that. We still get on our knees. I'm talking church folks. I ain't talking about the world. I ain't in the world. Get on their knees. Lord, send it on down. Send it, Lord. Send it, Lord. Send what? That don't make sense to me. I'm reading the Bible. Maybe I need to be educated in some other thing, but I'm reading out the Bible. Holy Spirit, be near. And I don't care what position you're in the church is speaking to you. And you got to obey it. The Bible tells me obedience is better than what? If you know what the word say, obey it, and you ain't going to get no trouble. But how we get in trouble when we start doing things our way? Not God's way. Do it our way. And we get ourselves in trouble. And he said here, he that keepeth the word of God treasures them in his heart. He loveth Jesus and the Father, and Christ will be manifested in him. When I keep the word of God, the Lord and Christ through the Holy Spirit going to live in me. Live with me every day. Going to teach me how to love you, Jerry. Even though you got a pretty royal color on, I still love you. Even though y'all sang good in the choir, I still love you. Some of y'all sang better than I do, but I still love you. I'm sitting quiet listening at the notes y'all carry so I can pick up on a note to make me in harmony with y'all. Still love you. Always will love you. The Bible tells me he that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. What I'm depending on the world for?
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm depending on my Savior, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If he can't help me, I'm doomed. I'm doomed. The work is in us. We got to do it. Stop calling God, tell him to go to the jailhouse, go to this house. You go. You take off and go. 28th chapter of Matthew already told us what to do, and we're still getting on our knees telling God, Lord, go to prison. Go to jailhouse. Go in the street corner. You go. And stop doing that to God. He the one made you. He empowered you to do it. And he told the work that I've done here on earth, I'm going back to my Father now, I'm commissioning you to go do the same work I've been doing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We thank God for you today. May he bless and keep you is our prayer. And I want to be able to lean and depend on Jesus. Whatever come my way, I want the world to see without a shadow of a doubt that he's walking in the pathway of righteousness. He ain't trying to lift himself up. He's not trying to be a big dog. Big dogs have to suffer more than little dogs. They got more upon them. So if you can be humble.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
Kelly's Sitting Service is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you've done so much for me.
Kelly's Sitting Service Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Are you grateful today?
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart.